pantry. Can you tell me something about a pantry?
A pantry is a little odd room that runs off from where you usually your stove is, or your kitchen cabinet. And you keep all your cookingware in there, your pans and everything, and your groceries in that pantry.
What of old worthless thing usually called?
Antique.
Okay. Were there ever any rooms that people used to put things like that in?
In the attic.
Okay. Who usually does the housework?
Me, the housewife.
Okay. What were some of the things that you can remember maybe they used to use that they don't use now to clean with?
Old shuck mop, broom, shuck mop made out of shucks. Used to do our scrubbing with that. Instead of a bulk mop, we'd make a handle and a piece of wood across it and put shucks in it. Shuck mop, and all our scrubbing with it.
Anything else? Before they had washing machines and dryers?
That's all. Wash tub and rub board, and a pot on the outside, big old black pot. You filled it full of water and got your water hot and put your clothes in there and lye soap and boiled them for about an hour. And then take them up and rinse them good.
Okay, who usually did all the washing and ironing?
The housewife.
Okay. If a house had more than one floor, if a house had more than one floor, how would you get to the second floor?
They didn't used to have two floors when I was coming in.
Okay, what about if you go out your back door, what do you usually go down?
Steps.
Okay.
Can't believe y'all
like walking. What did people usually have on the front of their house, across the front?
They used to call them verandas, which is a front porch. Man.
Okay, is there any difference if it's on the front of the house or the back of the house?
Sure.
Can you tell me anything about roofs?
That one?
Roofs, how they used to put roofs on houses?
Used to put them out of shingles, wood shingles. But now they use the tar paper shingles. But they all used to be out of roof wood.
Okay, what's the person called that works with wood and nails and
a carpenter.
What are the edges along the roof? Along the roof that catches the water?
A gutter.
Okay. Sometimes people have houses, little houses outside their houses. Do you know what they used to keep in there?
Used to call smoke houses. And they kept all the meat in the fall of the year when they killed the hogs and all. They hung it up in the smokehouse.
Can you tell me about killing a hog?
Yeah, boy, you can just have two or three pots of boiling water and you either knock the hog in the head or shoot it, and then you pour that boiling water over them and go to pulling that hair off with your hands. And it's pretty easy to pull it off. And then when you get all the hair off, you hang it up on a big pole between two trees above the ground where the head won't hit the ground. And you cut its head off where all the blood will get out. And then you go to gutting it, split it wide open down the front. And then you go to cutting it, let it hang there and it gets good and cold. And then you take it down and lay it on a meat table, big old table, cutting it up.
What are the different parts that they cut up that you can eat?
All of it. I wish you'd ask me about chitlins.
Oh, tell me about chitlins.
Now, most old people love chitlins, especially my husband. And chitlins is a hog's entrails. And you take them, please, you kill the hogs, and you go...